Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 12 Principles for Raising a Child with ADHD is a practical parenting guide by clinical psychologist Russell A. Barkley, one of the best-known researchers on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Written for parents, caregivers, and professionals who support children and teens with ADHD, the book explains why common behavior problems are better understood as consequences of executive function deficits, time blindness, emotional dysregulation, and weak self-control, rather than simple defiance. Its purpose is not to offer a single behavioral formula, but to reframe parenting around acceptance, structure, and realistic expectations. Barkley presents ADHD as a neurodevelopmental condition with strong hereditary and developmental roots, then translates that understanding into 12 concrete principles for daily family life. The result is a concise, research-informed handbook that aims to reduce conflict, improve cooperation, and help adults respond to ADHD-related challenges with more clarity and less blame. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADHD as a neurodevelopmental disorder, not willful misbehavior, the emphasis on disorder also supports realistic expectations. Barkley argues that children with ADHD often lag behind their peers in self-management, organization, and delay of gratification. That does not mean they lack intelligence or character. It means they need more external support to do what other children may eventually internalize on their own. This reframing is one of the book's most important contributions because it changes the goal of parenting from control to compensation. Parents are encouraged to provide supports that help the child function in a world that assumes stronger executive control than the child currently has. Secondly, executive function deficits shape the everyday problems families face. This focus makes the book especially useful for understanding why punishments often fail to produce lasting change. If a child cannot consistently remember, plan, or inhibit impulses, then consequences delivered long after the behavior may not connect to the original action. Barkley, therefore, favors immediate, clear, and behavior-linked responses. The result is a more realistic model of behavioral change, one that treats ADHD as a problem of self-management capacity rather than simple knowledge or motivation. That distinction gives the book a scientific backbone and explains why its advice is so concrete. Thirdly, the shepherd, not engineer approach to parenting. This approach also helps parents preserve the relationship, which Barkley treats as an essential part of behavior management. Children with ADHD often experience repeated criticism, and those experiences can erode trust and motivation. By contrast, the shepherd model allows adults to be firm without becoming adversarial. The book is not permissive, it still supports rules and expectations, but it insists that the method matters. Parents who act like engineers may force compliance in the short term but weaken cooperation over time. Parents who act like shepherds are more likely to build durable guidance and a more stable emotional connection. Fourthly, structure, immediacy, and reduced verbal overload as daily tools. The immediate feedback principle is especially significant. Barkley's advice reflects the reality that children with ADHD learn best when the link between action and consequence is short and clear. When consequences are delayed, the learning signal weakens. That is why the book favors prompt reinforcement, quick correction, and concrete planning for transitions in difficult settings. So, the purpose is not simply behavior control in the moment, but building an environment where the child can succeed more often without constant negotiation. This makes the book especially practical for parents who need methods that can be used in real time, not just understood in theory. Lastly, positive reinforcement, self-awareness, and realistic accountability. The book also supports problem-solving around real-life challenges rather than moralizing them. Parents are encouraged to identify specific barriers, adjust expectations, and work through situations concretely. This can include teaching time concepts, supporting working memory, and breaking tasks into manageable steps. The larger implication is that ADHD parenting should be developmental. Children are not expected to behave like fully self-regulating adults, but they are still expected to grow through guided practice. That combination of compassion, structure, and accountability is what gives the book its distinctive approach. In conclusion, 12 Principles for Raising a Child with ADHD is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and clinicians who want a compact but research-grounded guide to ADHD parenting. Readers who are tired of advice that relies on blame, vague encouragement, or generic discipline strategies will find a more precise framework here. The book is especially useful for adults who need to understand why children with ADHD struggle with time, memory, inhibition, and emotional control, and how those weaknesses should change everyday parenting decisions. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It translates ADHD science into specific habits around communication, routines, consequences, and reinforcement. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for its clinical authority and its refusal to treat ADHD as a simple behavior problem. Arklay offers a model that is compassionate without being permissive and structured without becoming punitive. For families living with frequent conflict, that combination makes the book unusually credible and usable. It is less about inspiration than about giving adults a better framework for helping a child function, cooperate, and preserve a stronger relationship over time. If you would like to support Russell A. Barkley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.